The J. A. and Catherine Albertson Foundation is changing how it gives away its money. For nearly 20 years, projects in Idaho public schools have been the foundation's biggest beneficiaries. But the foundation has grown frustrated with Idaho's school system. Adam Cotterell has our top story.
Albertson Foundation Director Roger Quarles says his organization has always put money into three buckets. But most of the money went into the bucket labeled Learning Innovation. Now all three will get about the same amount of the approximately $30 million the foundation gives away each year. The other buckets represent education awareness, like the online news outlet Idaho Education News, and community investments like food banks and parks. Quarles says the foundation gave directly to projects at schools because board members wanted to make the education system more innovative. They don't think it's worked, and they're frustrated.
Since 1997, we've invested almost $700 million in K-12 and higher ed, and to me, it looks and feels the same as it did 17 years ago.
Quarles thinks there are some fundamental problems within Idaho's school system that keep new ideas from taking root. He also assigns some of the blame to the state, which he says has not adequately funded schools so that they can change. And not only will the foundation put less towards learning innovation, Quarles says it will give less to schools and more to organizations like YMCAs and Boys and Girls Clubs. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.